Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGowan moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hauser reaches second base with a double. McGowan scores. Perkins moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Hauser scores. Galloway moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Rommel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Dykes, and towards Galloway, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Perkins moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGowan. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. McGowan steals second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins is called out on strikes. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rommel strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Miller reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galloway strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0-for-3 in the game. Shear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNulty. Dykes scores. Shear moves to third. Rommel moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker pinch hits for George Uhel. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve O'Neill now catching. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rommel. Jameson moves to third. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.